Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. You can call or text. FreeBeerAndHotWings.com. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Doesn't help you for advice. But search us out at FBHW Show. Free Beer, Hot Wings, Steve Kelly, and Maitland. The new texting interface we have.
The interface.
I'm discovering we've had the same one for a long time, and they're literally just stopping it from being a thing. So we had to get a new one, and today's the first day we're using it, and we're learning about it. And I think we've learned that emojis don't work. Otherwise,
what?
It doesn't make sense because we're getting a lot of texts that have F of 0 equals 9F equals 98 equals 89 and then other weird number equation things. Oh. And I can only assume people are putting emojis in there.
Probably.
So that doesn't seem to be working out. Images worked last night during Live at Night, but they appear to just be a broken image today, so we'll see if that turns around.
I think it's still in the setting up process.
I believe so.
They had to transfer it from one provider to it. It's like when you get a new cell phone.
Yeah,
sometimes
it'll take a bit.
Sometimes the texts don't come through right away.
This text: do you guys have any advice on how to stop sleepwalking? Last week, I told you I downed 2 jars of Alfredo sauce in one night.
Oh my god!
But last night was a giant bag of popcorn. And then apparently I ate a quarter stick of butter along with a glass of milk.
God, that is such a tummy ache.
I don't drink milk anymore because of what it does to my stomach. So it's not good when I get up in the middle of the night. And because of all of this, like last week with the Alfredo, I'm going to be late to work because I can't get off the can.
Your body craves dairy hard.
It does.
Yeah. My gosh, you might want to stop buying things that are dairy based and just stock your house with oat milk or almond milk or soy milk
or water,
soy cheeses or whatever, stuff that's not milk. Because clearly your body, regardless of whether you're conscious or not, is going to win.
There's not really a way to... Well, I mean, I can think of, there's a comedian, Mike Birbiglia, who has the sleep disorder has a name, but it causes him to not only get up and sleepwalk, but to believe a reality that does not exist, which is why in Walla Walla, Washington, earlier in his career, there's a sign up outside, and he talks about it to great length in one of his stand-up specials. He thought there was a missile shot directly at him in order to save the people in the headquarters where he was sleeping at a La Quinta, but in the moment he believed it's his headquarters. He jumped out of the second story window and landed in the front yard of the La Quinta.
Good God.
And as a result, then kind of came in and he's got glass stuck in his body and he's lucky he didn't die because
I just saved you from a missile.
Yeah.
But I caught it.
Another time, he had a girlfriend before that who had said, you need to go talk to someone because you're going to hurt me. And she said that because she came out and he was standing. This is years ago when speakers were still big and they stood in your living room. He's standing on one. And he was convinced she was a demon from another realm. And he was swinging his fists at her.
Okay, that's dangerous. I thought you were going to say like WrestleMania or something. He was going to jump like he's in the corner pocket, you know?
Yeah, right.
That'd be funny.
So now he sleeps in a specially designed, he takes medication every night before he goes to sleep. And then he sleeps in a sleeping bag that zips up around him that he has to take with him on the road to hotels. And he puts mittens on so that when he does try to sleepwalk, his body isn't aware enough of the reality of real life that he can't, so he doesn't get out of the bag.
His dreams are now
miserable.
He's
dangerous.
And he's got to get out. He's doing magic tricks.
Well, he was a danger to himself and others around him.
Okay, so this person needs an Alfredo bag.
Yeah.
They do need
an anti-Alfredo bag. You need to get in it. You need maybe take some meds.
Put a padlock on your fridge.
Oh, here's a listener's helping out. Just stay in bed, stupid. Oh, okay.
That's great advice.
Well, there you go. That was easy. Why didn't we think of that?
That actually would be a lot better.
By the way, we're getting all of your smiley face emojis, so apparently that's not why There's so many weird things.
No, yeah, maybe it depends on the type of phone or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I bet it's the non-iPhones.
You know, that person could have their legs amputated.
That's true. They could.
And their hands.
That would make it a lot more difficult to get to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Just be a torso.
You'd probably wake yourself up if you're hobbling down the hallway.
God, I
think you'd
like...
wake yourself up if you jumped out a window, too, but
I think
not.
He did kind of realize he had made a big mistake once he was out there bleeding.
No, what if he woke up mid-fall like, what's happening?
Oh, no.
Hell of a view.
At least in that moment, he committed an act of bravery, not cowardice. He jumped out the window to save everyone.
He was sleepwalking.
How did that?
Yes, but wouldn't it be worse?
Save everyone?
Wouldn't it be worse, yeah. Kelly, if you're... sleepwalking self grabbed the woman at the front desk and used her as a meat shield.
Well, yeah, that would
that's
be
what I mean. Yes. It would be worse.
So we know that Birbiglia, when push comes to shove, if an actual missile is coming, and the only way to save us from that is for him to jump out of a window, he'll do it.
So
make sure he's sleeping.
He's basically a hero.
Well, no. This text, it's called behavioral REM disorder. That's what it was. And she said, my 6'7" husband has it. It has been at times hilarious and terrifying.
My God. Yeah, you got to get cameras in the house. That's funny.
Sleep in a different room with a lock on the door.
Yeah, it is scary, especially when you say he's like 6'7".
That would be scary.
Yeah, but man, if I woke up and he's on the corner of the bed like, here we go. He's about to jump on me.
This is Sparta. Yeah,
I would laugh and also be scared.
Yeah. This one. My in-laws are coming for a visit next week. Now they're retired. And they moved before I met my husband to another area about 5 hours from where we live.
Okay.
Last time they ended up visiting us, they stayed. They come without an end date. Don't like that.
Oh, no.
You got to have an end date or you got to have a hotel. These are your choices.
You got to have a conversation with your spouse.
They were going to stay for about 3 weeks, but stayed for 7 weeks.
Three weeks.
7 weeks.
3 weeks is already way past the expiration
date. That's too many weeks.
My husband was every bit as miserable as me, but he's afraid to ask them because he doesn't want to hurt their feelings.
No, no, no.
They never stay that long with his brother Mike and his wife Carla. My husband asked me to talk to Carla since Mike said she's the one who knows how to make their parents leave.
Oh,
apparently no one can talk to anyone in this family.
Well, Carla is probably insufferable, so.
Carla told me she gives them the worst room in the house, makes sure it's a terrible mattress, and takes the TV out of the bedroom.
Oh, no.
She doesn't let them buy any food or cook, and she makes food they don't really like, and she keeps the big TV tuned to things they don't like to watch. If they break her rules, she complains out loud. My husband wants me to be rude to his parents so they leave sooner. But thinking about being rude to my in-laws makes me feel bad. I would like my husband to just talk to his parents and set a reasonable time limit for their visit.
Yes.
But he says he can't because they'd never forgive him.
No.
Should I go along with his idea of treating my in-laws this way just to make him feel better? No.
No. Tell him to grow a pair.
My brother's name is Mike and my sister-in-law is Carla.
Oh, boy.
Huh.
Oh, man.
How long's old Hobe stay when he comes to town?
Yeah.
He's a good flight away.
That's a short visit. I can assure you that.
Oh, yes. Forgot about that part.
Not much interaction there.
So there you go.
Yeah, that sounds not the best.
Yeah, even if he doesn't want to, you know, be truthful. Then make something up and say, hey, we can't wait for you guys to visit, but we're going out of town on the 20th or whatever. So we've only got a week. Can only be here a week.
Can we come with you, Chris?
No.
So you actually have to go through the hassle of packing the car like you're actually going somewhere, saying, see you later,
sure.
Leaving the house and then just parking around the block until you
just
see them leave.
Throw some empty boxes in the back of the SUV and go, all right, well, we're ready to go.
Nothing Sally like pack. An elaborate lie to get out of telling someone you don't want them to stay too long. It's no worse than Carla's plan of be mean to everyone.
That's low key hilarious. It's very passive aggressive. I wouldn't be able to play the long game like that, but that's funny. I mean, if I told my brother, I'm going to come and stay with you without an end date, and then he put me in the most uncomfortable room. I don't have a TV in my room anyway, but if he told me, like, you're not allowed to read tonight.
Painted it while you were gone one day so it stunk when you got back in there.
Yeah. Cooked food that I don't care for the whole time.
Take the blinds down so that it's, like, really bright every morning at 6 a.m. or
blasted
whatever.
Blasted the TV. I'd probably be like, all right, yeah, this is, he lives a life.
I'm not having the most fun.
Get your kids a drum set.
Yeah, so I'm just going to cut this day short. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Would never do that myself, but
I don't understand families that go with endless visit dates. I don't understand that. My family, we're just not like that, but you know, even when I lived far out of town, if someone came to visit or I went back home, like I was never going to be home for more than, you know, 3 or 4 days, and no one was going to visit me for more than that cuz you know, work and stuff. Also, yeah, I mean, that's just so overstaying your welcome. I don't understand that. Just say go. A week is enough, guys. I love you, but it's too long.
Yes.
3 weeks? 7 weeks?
I think we need more hilarious sleepwalking stories like this one. A few years back when I was with my son's mom, I fell asleep on the couch after cleaning, and I woke up when I squirted foam carpet cleaner in my mouth. I guess I thought it was whipped cream.
Oh, that's a terrible feeling.
You guys are a real danger to yourself and others.
That is pure poison, I think.
Yeah, if you didn't wake up in that, you woke up from the stomach cramps it caused.
I think this whipped cream has gone bad. 1-800-947-3979. What is the advice you need? I mean, we are here for you, mostly. I mean, we like to do stuff, too.
Well, somebody said you can install an alarm on your bedroom door and gave the name of the company that makes one.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't be that hard to do. It's no different than any other door sensor. Slap one on there.
Would you like to hear a text from a needy mid-30s man?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Guys, I'm 36. I have a younger female friend named Emma. She's an introvert. I'm an extrovert.
Okay.
There's no romantic interest between us. We're just really good friends. The problem is I'm much more of an extrovert than she is. So we've hit a rough patch. She believes I text her too much. I'm not trying to annoy her. I just like talking to her. I want to keep her in my life because she's a great friend. I don't want to overwhelm her, but I don't want her to feel like I'm forgotten. But I don't want to feel like I'm forgotten by her. My question for you is, how do you think I can compromise?
Your platonic friends? Just back off a little.
It's
not that hard.
That you're texting her too much.
And text less.
Then you're texting her too much.
Right.
I mean, that's up to her to determine.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. Grow up.
Yeah, if you want to text her, then maybe just go to your notes and write it down there and leave her alone for a little bit.
Yeah.
Send one big mega text at the end of the day.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. One of those ones where she's got to scroll, like, scroll.
She has to send like 7 different texts to respond to the many thoughts you included.
Yeah. Yep.
My therapist told me, you know, if you ever want to text, this is when I'm fussy. She was like, just put it in your notes first and then revisit what you thought you would say like 30 minutes later to an hour and then see if you still want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, I'm more embarrassed by the things I typed out. I'm like, wow, I was fussy.
I believe that. Ooh, there's a classic question next. Someone found something last night, and this could be a payday for them.
Mm.
That story is first. Next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.